Well, today we're going to continue on our series, Fruits of the Spirit. We're right on to goodness today, God's goodness, and the goodness that He's produced in us, and He wants to get it out. So let me pray this for a moment. Holy Spirit, change us, transform us. Let this time together be transformational. Let this time together be a holy moment in our week, and let us never be the same after this. In Jesus' precious name, amen. Wow, praise you, Lord. Guys, I just really want to encourage you. We're coming up to Christmas. It's coming really fast. There are so many things in life that will discourage you, that will get you down, and it'll be legitimate, it'll be real. But can I tell you, keep your focus on Jesus. He's just incredible. He's always doing a new thing. In the midst of pandemic, in the midst of lockdown, He's doing something you cannot believe. And no matter what would happen to us, we will be of good cheer because God's already overcome the world. I mean, come on, we have nothing to stress about. We have nothing to worry about. We have nothing to be annoyed about because God is for us. And He has blessed us and He has equipped us. And I want to encourage your heart. Come on, don't let the world seep in and just pull you down. Allow Jesus to overflow from your heart and rise up because God is done great things, and He's doing great things in your life. Amen. So we're in the fruits of the Spirit. I tell you, we've been having an exciting time. And if you've missed any of it, go back and listen to the podcast or go back on the videos. But we're talking about the fruits of the Spirit, and there is so much in this. It's so good. And the fruit of the Spirit, of course, is the characteristics of Jesus. It's just everything we read in the fruit of the Spirit in Galatians 5:22 is what Jesus already had. But He says, I want you to become like me. So I want to read it again. I read it together again. 5:22. But the Holy Spirit produces this kind of fruit in our lives. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, the one today, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. There is no law against these things. I want to talk about the goodness of God. Hasn't God been so good? We said last week about His kindness. But He is such a good God, and such a good God, and He's just, His goodness never ends. And I hope that you've experienced God's goodness. If you haven't, then I tell you what, give God one opportunity and He will reveal His goodness. And if you haven't seen it, well, then you've just missed it because it's everywhere. The world is His goodness. The air in your lungs is His goodness. The reason that you're alive is His goodness. What He's already done in terms of the cross is His goodness. The fact you have life, the fact that you have a place to stay, a place to go, that you're alive, it's all about His goodness. And today I want to remind us that the Holy Spirit is producing this kind of fruit in us. He's producing Holy Spirit goodness in our lives that's not just for ourselves and our families. Come on, we are here for everybody else, and we're here to make a difference. And in the same way as Jesus came and He said, I'm not here for myself, that our lives would start to get like that. Day in and day out, I'm not here for myself. I'm here for everybody else. And I want to make a difference. I want to show the goodness of God. I want to show Him as I go about my business. Now, I've got a question for you. Does anybody remember the two words that maybe you heard when you were growing up more than any other two? And you're thinking to yourself, well, was it thank you or yes, please? Here's the one I'm thinking about. Here's the two words I'm thinking about. Be good. You know those infamous words that your mom or dad or somebody around you would say, okay, we're just about to go in here. You know, like we're going into a party. We're going to a Christmas party soon. You know, be good. Be in your good behavior. Be good. You know, you're just about to go to school in the morning and your mom's dropping you out and she goes, now be good. Now, what's the reason that someone does this? Because they know fundamentally that you have the capacity to be good, but a lot of the times you forget to be good. That's just trying to be kind. Come on, we know this. And so sometimes we've got to tell our kids to be good. We've got to tell friends, be good. You know, like I'm leaving you here. I'm about to leave. I want you to be good. We're about to visit someone, your granny, or we're going here, we're going there. I want you to be good. And you see sometimes parents having a terrible time just trying to get their kids to be good. Of course, for me, kids are angels. Only joking. I mean, I've got to tell them all the time, you better be good. And this time of year, we even egg it on a tiny bit more, don't we? You know, if you don't be good, the elves are watching. You know, like I tell you, like Santa is watching. And if he sees you not being good, well, you know. Well, here's the goodness of God, that no matter how we respond, He's still good to us. But as mature believers, as people growing in the things of God, we want to move forward in the things of God. And so we want to become like our dad. We want to become like the son. We want to become what we're called into, which is the family of God. And the family of God show the goodness of God. And so goodness has got to flow from our lives. We have that capacity. But it's not easy, eh? It's definitely not easy. Mark chapter 10, verse 17 is an interesting set of verses. And I want to read it together. It says, as Jesus started on His way, He ran up and a man ran up to Him and fell on his knees. This is the story of the rich young ruler. He's got everything that money can buy, but he wants eternal life. And I tell you, maybe you've got everything you thought you'd ever needed. Or maybe you had everything, you lost everything. Or maybe you've got nothing. Here's the answer to everybody's life problem, is Jesus. He said, good teacher. Notice this, he asked. What must I do to inherit eternal life? This guy knew a few things, and he says, I want to know what's going on. He said, why do you call me good? Jesus asked, no one is good except God alone. Why do you call me good? Because no one is good except God alone. What an interesting comment that Jesus would make. Now, here's what I want to say. I started off with like good morality, you know, and it's good to be, have good morals, and it's good to be good. And you go to your grandparents' house, be good. Don't wreck the place. You know what I mean? Don't dirty the whole place and then leave it as you find it, as you left it. Leave it as you find it. You know, we're going to be good. We want to be good people. But can I tell you that it's impossible to be good all the time? In fact, it's not even, I mean, it's impossible to be the person, like that goodness, that morality, there's something deeper than that. That's what I'm trying to say today. There's something deeper. And this is where Jesus is trying to get to. This guy comes to him, he's a good guy, he's a good man, and he asks him. And then Jesus turns that good teacher phrase and he uses it almost against the man to say, hey, I want to talk about eternal things. Because you could get fully concerned in this life and try to be a good person and try to do good things, but they will not get you into heaven. There's something completely different. And this is where we need to get to today, just for a few moments, to remind ourselves that the goodness of God and the goodness that's coming out of our lives is not just good morality. It's goodness all the way through from our heart. In fact, when you check out what it means in the Greek, it says this, that there'll be an uprightness of heart. There'll be an uprightness in our lives. It would be in our hearts, but it's coming out through our lives. It's like something has fundamentally changed in us that's not about any more right or wrong. There's been a fundamental change in us because we've come to know Jesus, where he has washed us in his blood, where he literally clothes us in his righteousness, and now we are right with God. We are good with God, and that can never change. And that goodness of God now wants to flow through our lives. And so it's less about our good morality, and it's so much more about what's the work of the Spirit in our lives, what's the internal work of our lives, and how can we get that out? Because I want to make a difference in people's hearts and lives. And so Jesus gets to this point, and he says, hey, who is good? And of course, he says, no one's good, only God himself. And what he's saying here is that there's a problem. Man has a problem, is that we're just not good. We started off good, but then sin came. And so we have a big problem. And to get into heaven, you've got to be good. You've got to be good. And it's not really, really good. You're either good or not. Do you know what I'm saying? It's either you've got your sins forgiven or not. You either know Jesus and he makes you perfect or not. Because maybe a better way of saying it is not just good people, but perfect people get into heaven. Which means who's got an opportunity? And so Jesus wants to draw parallel and he wants to go deeper. And I want to go deeper because if we don't understand the goodness that we're to bring to the world, we're just going to go around doing good, which is important. But I tell you what, we want to go deeper and realize the real good that we bring the world is the good news of the gospel. It's the good news of Jesus because that makes people good forevermore in their hearts, in their lives, and every aspect which transforms their lives. Now, there's a couple of key things that I want us to think about here as we're talking about Jesus and talking about the goodness of God, which eventually gets us to sin, which spoils our hearts. The first thing is this, is that only God is good. Only God is good. And he's good all the way through. I mean, it's just, he's good all the way through. All that he does is good. God is good all the time, God is good. You know the phrases. We'll shout them out. We'll shout them from the rooftops because God really is good. And we're not good. Like even on our best days, we let ourselves down. We let God down. But if we've got Jesus, then we are good forevermore. We are perfect forevermore. And now we have this good news to share with everybody else. It's an incredible reality. And without that, we never, ever make it to heaven. Because Jesus said, if you want to know about eternal life, you got to think about the goodness of God. You got to think about the gospel and about giving your life to ultimately Jesus in the weeks to come and months to come and years to come. You've got to give your life to God. And then the second thing is this, and this is so important, is that goodness flows from God. In fact, I don't think you can be good outside of God. There's just no way. And this is what Jesus is trying to show. Only God is good. And if you want to be good, you need God in your life. And he will come and transform your life. And so when we get a grasp of this, suddenly we realize the goodness we're meant to bring the world, which is the good news of Jesus. It's the good news of the gospel. And it will allow other people to get good too. It will allow other people to hear of the good news and find a good savior and become a part of the family of God so their lives are forever changed. Here's what Psalm 23:6 says. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. See, goodness and mercy are after us. They're spiritual things. They're more than just morality. It's a spiritual thing. It's God himself, and his goodness is after you. His mercy is after you, and he wants to work through you now as a Christian so that it gets to other people, and so they can get what you have, which where you find a good Savior. You see, we need God. We need God for every single thing. And so what does this goodness mean? Well, I already mentioned a tiny bit of it already, but it means uprightness of heart and uprightness of life. Is that your heart is good and your life is good. And this is more than just doing good on the outside. This is a goodness on the inside. I mean, this is the goodness that the Holy Spirit's doing in us. At the first work that the Holy Spirit did on us is that he saved us. He transformed us. And now the goodness of him is this, is that he's now producing goodness in us so it comes out to everybody else. So it says, hey, wow, what's going on in your life? What has changed in your life? And you go, it's the goodness of God. He has saved me. He's transformed me. And from that place, my life is no longer the same. And then people are like, wow, I need what you have. I need what you have got. And so here's a big question. Can you be good? Or maybe a better way to say it is, how can you be good? I mean, if you've been thinking long enough, then you know, man, I struggle to stay good. You know, like in the good sense and like trying to be a good person all of the time and think good and act good and be good. Here's the truth. We can do it sometimes, but we can't stay good. And this is why we need the gospel, because only God can make us good, and he can make us good forevermore. And so therefore, even when we make mistakes, even when we think the wrong thing, do the wrong thing, we are covered by his great grace. We are covered by his wonderful mercy. And so it's not a tightrope of the minute you get saved, then you're trying to stay good and you're walking a tightrope. So many people think that. So many people live like that. Even if you don't think it, that's the way you're living. It's like, oh, I'm not sure if I could do this or do that. It's not like that. God says that we are walking strong with him, and his spirit anoints us and clothes us and empowers us. And so even at those times when we make mistakes, so our goal is not to sin, but even at those times when we make mistakes, the goodness of God keeps us going forward. The goodness of God brings that forgiveness. In fact, the goodness of God has already made provision for every mistake or every wrong action or thought since our day of salvation. Jesus already took care of it on the cross. This is why God is so good. This is why we can declare his goodness from the rooftops. This is why we sing praises to him at any moment of any day. The last few weeks, I'm still thinking about Paul and Silas rejoicing and singing praise at 12 o'clock at night, around midnight in the prison. They're about to go to their death the next day, but they're praising the Lord because they said, God's been so good to us. Even if we lose our lives, God has been so good. And this is the lifestyle that we are to live in the things of God. And so what do we say? Can we be good? Well, truly, we need God to be good. And once we understand our goodness, here's what I want you to get today. Once we understand the goodness of God and we understand what a good God has done in our lives, then it's not so much about trying to do good every day in terms of this thing and that thing. It's more about this just becomes our purpose. This just becomes our lifestyle. In fact, every day I go, I'm just about the kingdom of God. I'm just about the things of God. It's less so about checking a list and trying to remind myself of three things. Got to be nice to three people today. Got to do two good things. You know, it's not a mass thing. It's not an equation-based thing that equals satisfied or good or tick box done today. It becomes this lifestyle where we literally just start to live like the men and women of God, bringing goodness wherever we go, encouraging, blessing, praying. I mean, in Alpha this week, we're talking about, does God heal? Absolutely, he does. We prayed for some people. They started to feel the Holy Spirit. Some people were feeling like warm in their tummy. Some people were feeling warm around their shoulders. They started to feel the heat and the love and the goodness of God, because God is a good God. And if we trust in him and have faith in him, he will do incredible things. Here's the goodness of God. It's the gospel. And we all started as good people. Here's what Genesis 1:31 says. God saw all that he had made, and he said it was very good. This is the sixth day. God's created the heavens and the earth, the animals and everything in it. And on the sixth day, he created man in his own image. And look what he turns around and says. He says, we are very good. This is how we started. And then it was evening, and then it was morning, and it was the sixth day. This is how we started. And of course, I don't know if you remember the story, but if you don't, sin then comes into the world, and it separates us from an incredible good God, and us as his good children, as the men and women of a good God made very good in his image, we get separated. And now we've just no way to get through to him. It's like limited. It's like we just can't be with them. It's like every time we get there, it's like sin separates us. Every time we think we've got ourselves sorted out, sin separates us again. And so we had a perfect start, and then a dilemma came. But I tell you what, then a good shepherd came. And this is what I want to tell you about the goodness of Jesus. It says a good shepherd. I don't know if you remember Psalm 23, but if you don't, you've got to go read this scripture today. Psalm 23, it says, I'm the good shepherd. You shall not want. Isn't it interesting that he made us very good in his image? Then sin came, which was very bad. And then as a rescue mission, he sent his really good son, his good shepherd, and the good shepherd came. And when we think about the good shepherd, we think about sheep. We think about sheep that have lost their pasture or lost where they're going. And then a good shepherd comes and he saves them, corrals them, brings them to green pastures. Psalm 23 tells us all that. Sometimes he makes us lie down. You know, sometimes he makes us lie down. This is what Psalm 23 says. Goodness and mercy follows us. Even in the midst of my enemies, he'll make a table for me. And I'll feast in the middle of my enemies. Because guess what? God is with me. And if he's with me, he's in control. And no matter what the enemy does, the good shepherd is far greater. And so the good shepherd came. And what happened? He brought good news, didn't he? And in John 3:16, it says, for God so loved the world that he left, that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever would believe in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Wow, I love that verse. And he loves the world. And Jesus loved us so much that he came and he died for us. And this is why I can't get my head around it when people are angry with other people and we're like moaning at this thing and they're terrible. For God so loved the world, he loved us. And he knew our hearts to the nth degree all the way through. And he still chose to love us by sending the most precious thing that he had, which was the good shepherd, which was his good son. And he came with good news. And eventually this good shepherd, this good savior goes to the cross and he gets crucified, he gets buried, but then he gets resurrected. And he gets crucified to take on the punishment of our sin. He gets buried to show that it's done, it's all over. I mean, he was dead, but then on the third day, he rose again, victorious. Sin defeated, death defeated, grave defeated, and now he's our most exalted King and Savior. And I tell you what, now he becomes that good Savior. And this good life that he won for us is now available to us. New life, new heart. This is why you say whenever our hearts have been changed, it's like it's this upwardness, uprighteousness from our hearts and from our lives, because the goodness of God has transformed every single aspect of us. And so for us now, we bring this good news. We bring this good news to the world, and that brings that good news to other people's hearts with the potential that their heart can be changed and their life can be changed. And we get to continue the mission. And this was the desire of Jesus. He said, you got to understand, it's to your advantage that I go, because when I go, the Holy Spirit comes, and then you're going to do greater things than me. You're going to bring even more goodness. You're going to bring the good news everywhere, all the time, all around the world. And I tell you, our hearts need a break, because there's still 2 billion people, 2 billion, not million, but billion people in the world that have not heard the gospel yet, not been reached by the good news of Jesus. And we know it, and we've got it, and so we have to bring it. Now, with this good heart, how do we live for Christ? Here's what Matthew 5:14 says. Again, very famous verses, just to encourage you. It says, you're the light of the world. We got to know this. You are the light of the world. A town built on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on its stand, and it gives light to everyone in the house. This is our lives. Guys, this is what goodness of God looks like. That we literally shine our lights. That we literally represent God. Is that you may not see Jesus, but you'll see me. And if you could just see me, I'll light up the path to Jesus. Because I'm a lighthouse. I'm a lighthouse for the kingdom of God. And if you could find me, you would find him. Wow. What an incredible privilege to be a part of this mission. What an incredible responsibility. But I tell you what, it's a light responsibility. It's an easy responsibility. It's a good responsibility. It's a fun one. It's not a burden. It's a blessing. Amen. And I tell you, we've got to remind ourselves. Verse 16, in the same way, let your light shine before others so that they may see your good works, your good deeds, and that you would glorify your Father in heaven. You see, here's the mistake sometimes that we make. We think good works equal salvation. Not at all. None of us are good. This is what Jesus said, eh? But if we come to him just how we are, then he transforms us, and suddenly now we can do good works. And again, the opposite mistake that we make is that I'm just saved and I'll just wait. No. We are saved for good works. And the Bible says this, that in the same way they may see your good works, your good deeds, and glorify your Father in heaven. You see, the good in us is here to transform the brokenness around us. And so this good news, this goodness that we have inside of us, this light that's inside of us, as it shines out, it will bring transformation. It will turn lives around, and people's hearts will get revealed. Because what does light do? It reveals things. It lets things that were unseen be seen. It allows paths that can't be seen to be seen. It allows people that are lost and confused or just can't see a way out to see a way out, to suddenly see the truth. And again, this is what the Bible describes. It's like, don't get annoyed when people can't see what you see, because it's literally, there's a blindfold in front of their eyes. But as we would shine with the goodness of God, whether it be in our words, whether it be in the way that we come around people and love and pray. And I tell you, did you know that just by praying for people can transform them? You know, just by telling people that you're there can transform their hearts. Just by coming around someone and being kind and showing his goodness and sharing his goodness can literally transform people's hearts and lives and give them away to the Savior. You see, we are the light of the world. And we said it last week. Could you imagine Jesus not being kind? No, not at all. But could you imagine Jesus not being good? And so if we say that about him, he says the same about us. I can't imagine you not being kind. I can't imagine you not being good. I can't imagine you not sharing about the good news of what I've placed in your life. This is what we're here for. Just like the early disciples, we can't stop being good, even if we try, because he has transformed our lives. And so how do we bring this goodness to the world? I want to take just a few moments and think about three quick things. Number one, well, we're going to reverse engineer what we looked at earlier on. And the first one is about the good shepherd. We've got to be like the good shepherd. We got to realize that there are still people in the world that are lost and confused, and we have the answer. And look, we can find the answer for lots of different things, like the answer for this thing and that thing and get consumed with all these different answers. Can I just tell you, we should focus on what we're experts on, which is Jesus. Amen. Like that's the right answer. That is our one. Let somebody else take care of the science. Let somebody else take care of all the other different things. And you can know about it. But remember, your primary response and your primary answer to the world's problems is Jesus. He's done it in your life. If it worked for you, it'll work for them. We shouldn't try to over-engineer this thing or complicate this thing. It's Jesus. Help people to find a good shepherd, just like you find a good shepherd. But as they find Jesus, you become like that good shepherd. You're the one that's there for people. You care for people. You make a difference in people's lives. You look out for the lost people. You love people. I mean, it's not just looking for people or projects. It's like, how do I love people? And in reality, we do what the good shepherd did. We lay down our lives for the sake of the gospel. Because the gospel is good news. The gospel really is the goodness of God. I mean, you don't get a better picture for goodness than the gospel. Jesus from heaven to earth, breakthrough, transformation, death, burial, resurrection, back to heaven again. Now you go do the same. It's a very simple concept that God wants us to get. So simple, even a child can get it. And if we get this, it radically transforms the world around us. Number two, share the good news just like Jesus did. John 3:16. Come on, we can share this message. We have a message that brings hope, that brings transformation, that allows the goodness of God to enter people's hearts so that their lives are never the same. Bring the kingdom of God everywhere you go. This is what Jesus did. Everywhere he went, he brought the kingdom. He said, the kingdom of God is at hand. Here you go. Let me pray for you. Let me encourage you. Let me bless you. Let me help you. I mean, you can bless people with money. Did you know that? God just puts it on your heart. He just puts it in your heart. Pardon me. And he goes, you should bless that person. Maybe it's time, money, helping them out, babysitting, you know, doing the groceries for them, buying them a treat, getting them a treat, bringing them a coffee. I don't know. But it's like all those different things add up to the goodness of God. Maybe he's praying for someone faithfully every single day for 30 days. Then you're going to invite them to church. Goodness of God, I'm going to pick somebody up. I'm going to tell somebody about Jesus. It's the goodness of God working through my life. And I want to bring the kingdom of God. And so I'm going to pray for the sick. I'm going to pray for people in need. I'm going to lay hands on people because I know that's what helps people's lives. See, God wants us to help. He wants us to heal. He wants us to set free. And he wants us to remind people that he has literally died for their sins. And what he has done for you, he can do for them. So share your story. Be that good news carrier. Be that kind of town squire. Forget it. Be whatever you got to be. I'm going way back hundreds of years ago. Just be a person on the street that shares good news. Do you know what I mean? Just be a person in your family that shares good news. Just be a person in life that brings good news, that shows the goodness of God. You know what I'm saying? Just like a person you want to be around. Like a person like that you just be like, wow, they're a blessing to me. Look, don't get me wrong. We're not going to share a watered down version of the good news. We've got to tell people that the way things are, but it's rooted in love and it's rooted in his goodness. And as I share the good news, it convicts people's lives and their lives are never the same. And then the last one, make disciples. We've got to remind ourselves that this is what we're here to do, which is literally make disciples, show other people the way. You know, we have all learned different things in our faith. And so we've got to take that and spur each other basically ourselves on. You know, like if we're thinking about the good news and we're being good shepherds to the people around us, it's not just exclusive to the unsaved, it's to the saved as well. Because we're a family, we're the body of God. And so we want to come around each other and go, hey, how are you getting on your faith? Like, what's God been sharing with you? Like, how have you been experiencing the goodness of God this last week? And we talk to people and we encourage people and we make a difference in people's lives. This is the goodness of God. This is what he's done. Spur each other on. Do Bible studies together. Give away what you know. Find out what they know and learn and grow and equip each other so you can share the good news even better. We are here to make disciples. Acts chapter 10, verse 30, it says this: God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and power. And how he went around doing good. This is just what he did. He led all who were under the power of the devil because God was with them. This is what I'm here for. This is what you are here for. Whether saved or not, you are here to do good things. You're here to do the good things of God. This is what the Holy Spirit is producing in you. And if you don't know Christ, today is a good day. Come to him and watch how the Holy Spirit just begin to produce this in your heart and in your life. And you're here to do good and to show the good things of God. And so what about the season that we're in right now? Because this is a really important one. We're at Christmas. We're coming right up to Christmas. It's such an incredible season. And can I just remind you again that heaven opened and a baby came? Imagine this. The King of the universe came in the form of a baby to show the goodness of God. And I want to tell you, if God can send his son, then you can step out and be good. You can step out and share the good news of Jesus. You can be bolder. You can be braver. You can be what God's called you to be. See, the goodness of God came on earth in the form of Jesus. He didn't hold back. He didn't say it. He didn't talk about it. He literally sent his best. And I tell you, God sent you as his best into this world, and we're here to make a difference. Matthew chapter 1 verse 20, I just want to read just a couple of verses of the Christmas story just to remind you of what Jesus did and how he moved so much and how we're called to move heaven and earth too. But after, this is Joseph, he's in this dilemma of, oh my gosh, I'm going to be a dad, we're not even married, what's going on? And he turns around and he says, but after he had considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins. Come on, we are here to be like Jesus. We are here to point people to this Savior. We are here to remind people of the goodness of God. And Jesus came to transform everything. And we're here to bring that transformation to everywhere we go, every single day we go. Verse 22, all this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through his prophet. The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us. I tell you what an exciting day for history. What a Savior, what a God, what a wonderful, what about the kindness and the goodness of God that is just so hard to believe. We just go, praise you, God, worship you, God. But I tell you, he didn't stop, because when he created you, he created goodness as well. And when he saved you, he created goodness inside of you. And as the Holy Spirit is doing this work inside of your life, he's producing goodness inside of you that's to transform this world. And we're not to keep it to ourselves, and we're not to eat our own fruit, and we're not to hide our light or put our light somewhere else. We're literally to shine bright. We're to light up this world with the goodness of God, with the good news of the gospel, so that men and women can come to know a good Savior. Amen. Come on, we're going to pray today, and I want to pray that if you don't know Jesus, today's the day you're going to do it. And if you do, then we are going further and further and further in the things of God. And if we haven't shared the good news in a while, it's going to happen this week. Amen. And if we are not bringing that goodness that God has, praying for people, healing people, seeing people's lives transformed, come on, this is what we are here for. We're not messing about. We're here to be like Jesus. Imagine Jesus just going to church once a week and not really doing much. What a waste of a life. Come on, that'd be ridiculous. I tell you, it's the same on us. Just go to church every week, or to just try to get to church every week. It's just ridiculous. We are here to bring the good news of Jesus into the world so that people could meet a good Savior. Come on, let's pray. Lord, I thank you today for your goodness. And I thank you, Lord, that you are a good God in all of your ways. And I pray, Lord, for anybody that's far from you, anybody who doesn't know you, today they're putting their trust in you. Come on, we're going to believe for that. I pray, Holy Spirit, that they would say yes to you. Lord, maybe you're being convicted right now. Come on, just say yes to Jesus. And he says, if you would believe in your heart and confess with your mouth that I am Savior, and that you would invite me to be Savior of your life, then suddenly your life would never be the same. Lord, I pray right now for anybody that needs that they would say yes in Jesus' name. Amen. And Lord, I pray, Holy Spirit, would you come and just move in all of our hearts. Holy Spirit, have your way and let us never be the same in Jesus' name. Amen. Guys, thanks so much for joining us. So blessed that you would be here. Enjoy this last song. Again, if we can help in any way, get in touch. Be blessed. Show the goodness of God. Come on, this Christmas, this season, let's show the goodness of God in our actions, in our words, in our life. We have found the good news. We know the good news. Let's go and share this good news so that people could find a good Savior. Come on, you're the light of the world. Let's go shine.